Two of the most bruising Republican primaries were the gubernatorial race and the battle for Idaho's 1st congressional district. Frankie Barnhill was at the GOP party last night and has this report.
Former State Senator Russ Fulcher came out on top in the congressional race, toppling 6 competitors. He took to the podium at the Riverside Hotel in Garden City last night and began by reassuring his supporters that he won't change his conservative principles.
The person that represented Ada County or South Ada County in the legislature for 10 years is the same person that potentially would serve you in Washington, D.C.
Fulcher, who will be the GOP nominee to replace Congressman Raul Labrador, is an ally of the Freedom Caucus co-founder. Labrador came up short last night in his bid for governor, losing to Lieutenant Governor Brad Little after the most expensive race in Idaho history. In Little's victory speech, the moderate Republican focused on teacher pay, infrastructure, and changing Obamacare.
I look at every decision that goes across the governor's desk through only one lens. How do we create the best possible opportunity for our kids and grandkids to stay here and thrive here?
The party is sponsoring a unity rally at the state capitol tomorrow. State Republican Party Executive Director Jonathan Parker says having the extra day in between is
an opportunity to take some time off, take a time out, and let the emotions subside, get some rest, and be at our unity rally on Thursday to rally and unite behind our nominees for the general election.
Little will face Democrat Paulette Jordan in the general election, and Fulcher will face Democrat Christina McNeil. Frankie Barnhill, Boise State Public Radio News.